每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月9日，身心健康。但义人得救是由于耶和华，他在患难时做他们的营寨。诗篇37篇39节。无论在什么样的环境下，无论你的使命和责任是什么，无论你要付出什么代价，做出怎样的牺牲，上帝都是你随时的力量。基督徒的生活对身体健康是有益处的。罪恶感和自卑感会损害一个人的身心健康。放纵败坏自己的身体，仇恨、失落和沮丧，没有能力实现目标，这些都是我们身体和精神疾病的真正原因。一个人的愧疚感和罪恶感使他不能正常履行职责，使他的身心都患疾病。耶稣在世时将医治和传道与教导相结合，这绝非偶然。属灵生活和身心健康紧密相关。与神和好，神在人心里的平安，与基督相交的喜乐，这些都会对身心产生有益的影响，并且使体力和智力都得到保护和发展。因此，除了内心的平安、灵命的提高、与主相交的喜乐，以及重生所带来的新能力之外，基督还使我们的身心灵得到最大的益处。让我们一起祷告。天父，谢谢你给我力量，我仰望你，祈求你医治我的疾病，赐我力量侍奉你，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 9th, His strength, our strength. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Psalm 37:39.Whatever the circumstances, whatever the call, whatever the duty, whatever the price, whatever the sacrifice, His strength will be your strength in your hour of need. There are physical benefits that come from Christian living. Sin and the sense of inner unworthiness impair physical and mental well-being. The sense of physical impurity and physical immorality. The sense of hatred directed toward our fellow man, the awareness of our own inadequacy and frustration and our inability to achieve the goals to which we aspire. These are all real reasons for physical and mental illness. The sense of guilt and sin that natural man carries within himself renders him unfit for the performance of his duties, renders him sick in both mind and body.It was no accident that Jesus combined healing with his preaching and teaching when he was on the earth. There is a very real relationship between the life of the spirit and the health of the body and mind. Peace with God and peace of God in a man's heart and the joy of fellowship with Christ have in themselves a beneficial effect upon the body and mind. and will lead to the development and preservation of physical and mental power. Thus, Christ promotes the best interest of the body and mind, as well as of the spirit, in addition to inward peace, the development of spiritual life, the joy and fellowship with Christ, and the new strength that comes with being born again. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you give me strength. I look to you and I pray that you will heal my ailments and give me strength to serve you. In Jesus' name.